One of the early signs of Alzheimer's disease is forgetfulness, but it can be caused by a number of benign conditions, including aging itself. The first place most families take their elderly relative for evaluation is not an expert neurologist, according to Todd Goldie, a professor of neuroscience at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, but the family physician.
And for those people, that diagnosis and an accurate diagnosis is a challenge. And so I think that would bring a more uniform and consistent diagnosis to across a wider section of people receiving care for Alzheimer's.
Researchers in the United States, Germany, and Sweden are working on a blood test, which they describe in the latest issue of the journal Nature Medicine. Using computer analysis, investigators identified 18 proteins that the body uses to communicate with immune and nervous system cells. Researchers compared the proteins in healthy individuals to those with advanced Alzheimer's. Researchers compared the proteins in healthy individuals to those with advanced Alzheimer's. The test was also 90% accurate in diagnosing the disease in its early stages. Tony Weiss-Carre, professor of medicine at Stanford University and the report's senior author, says more research is needed to confirm the study's findings, but he believes a blood test may soon be available that could help doctors make a complex diagnosis.
This might be feasible within a relatively short period of time to have actually a blood test that can at least help in diagnosing Alzheimer's disease and may even be able to predict if a person will develop it if they have memory complaints right now.
Experts say information would mean patients would be able to begin early therapy to delay the decline of Alzheimer's and help families prepare for the devastation of a progressive and fatal illness. Weiss-Carre is scientific advisor of Satoris Group in San Francisco, California, which he founded to develop and market an Alzheimer's test kit when one becomes available. Todd Goldie of the Mayo Clinic is an advisor to Satoris, and he has a financial interest in the company. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.